This is a guided meditation with eyes closed, so please close your eyes. And we're going to explore the creativity of the void of your true nature. So first of all, just be aware of who you really are, be aware of the space, this boundless consciousness that you are, that at the moment contains this darkness, I suppose. It's not a uniform darkness in my experience, it's a pattern of light and shade or something like that anyway. And be aware that, at least I find, no clear edge to this darkness. It just fades out into the vast open space of awareness. And there's no dividing line between the darkness and this capacity. It's a non-verbal experience anyway, so I'm just using words, obviously, to communicate with you. And be aware of your body sensations. I find I can't say how big I am. I can't find a hard edge. But we're going to focus in particular on thoughts, images, mental images as we call them, and where they come from. So think of a natural scene. I don't know, it might be a mountain or a river or a tree. So just think of something now. Now, where did that come from? So play around with this. Think of something else. In my experience, the image just arises out of nowhere. And I know that some of us are better able to imagine things than others of us. Just do your best. It might be a number, just think of a number. And whether it is a highly visual thing you've got there or something else, less visual, whatever it is, 49. Well, whatever you're imagining, the face of a friend. The point is, where does it come from? And as far as I can tell, it just appears out of nowhere. In other words, it's not coming out of a limited source, out of a head or a brain here. It's coming out of no brain, no head, no mind. Which is, it doesn't explain it, does it? How do you create an image, a thought? I've no idea. So, I'm just going to put forward the idea that this no mind, this strange, mysterious, thought-free space out of which thoughts come, I'm going to put forward the idea that it's just incredibly creative, fertile. In my experience, there are thoughts and feelings, reactions, memories, anticipations emerging out of it all the time. So I am inviting you not to suppress any of that, but to notice it arising in this no mind. And one of the great benefits of this is that you notice, I notice, that all these thoughts and feelings and reactions do not affect the no mind. So it's as if one is stationing oneself in the no mind and noticing how it is just creating all the time, being at the source and noticing the river flowing out of this source. And of course, in my experience anyway, the thoughts and feelings are not happening separately from the darkness or my body sensations or the sound of this voice. It's all going on together. So, in fact, we can broaden the focus of our attention from thoughts and feelings to everything. Because thoughts and feelings come with all the rest of the content, the darkness, the sounds, the sensations. How full this emptiness is. All the time. You might experiment with having no agenda, no preferences for what you are attending to. So, it might be a memory surfaces out of this vast ocean for a moment, kind of looks at you, goes back down, then it might be a sensation that announces itself, a memory, a judgment, a sound. How big is your experience of yourself? I find no way of measuring myself. Are you divided up in any way? Now I can distinguish between sounds and sensations and the darkness. I've just done that. But I find I can't separate them into different compartments. They're all going on together in this undivided spaciousness. How does this emptiness come up with all this stuff? It's asking itself that question. Magic. It's a bit like watching a river flowing, isn't it? And as you sit on the bank watching the river, your attention goes to different things within the river. A fish jumps. There's one part that is swirling more slowly than the rest. There's the sound of a bird. See, I'm just making it up. But in a way, I think the void is making it up. Creating out of nothing, out of nothing. I mean, consider what this nothing is that one so easily names as nothing or space or consciousness. When we have a word for something, we think we understand it. But this space that you are, beyond understanding, beyond any name, yet, in a weird kind of way, you are it. You are everything. As who you really are. Now I am musing on what it's like to be oneself. It takes no effort to be. There might be stressful things that emerge out of the space. Anxieties. There will be. It's not a tame river. It doesn't do what you want it to do. I have discovered. But it's clever. And it's always flowing. And it's wide and deep. And is not owned by anyone. Amazing. Beautiful. River in your space is different from the river in my space. Weird and wonderful. Different. But where is the dividing line between you and me? Wonderful. one space, one river. You see, you don't have to make an effort to get content, do you? The river is bubbling away, chatting away, in some form or other. Have you ever sat by a stream and listened? As it gurgles and chatters away, it's just endless, a kind of conversation going on. It's so interesting, I find it so interesting, you know, for a while anyway. It's a bit like that. And when I listen to a stream gurgling away, I hear voices, strange voices. Where do they come from? Where do all these voices come from now? These vague chatterings or something. I'm not just talking about verbal chattering. Just whatever's going on. I think that when I listen to the content in the space, when I'm aware, as it were, of the content, the sounds, the feelings, the sensations, coming out of nowhere, out of that empty ground, then there is a freshness about everything. Because all of these sounds or sensations or thoughts or whatever it is have never happened before. They might remind you of memory, you know, when they've happened before, memories. But in this moment, the sound of my voice is coming freshly out of the silence and the sensations. And you don't have to make a special effort, it's just happening. Okay, I'm going to go silent now in terms of this voice and leave it up to you to listen to the river for as long as you wish in this context of eyes closed and this guided meditation. Enjoy the river.